Hi, my name's Matthew.
Hi, my name is Laura, and I'm from Abingdon, Maryland.
My daughter's name is Emmy. Emmy is now 2 years old.
Emmy was born healthy. We noticed that she was started with this slight tremors in her hands and her legs. She wasn't able to walk really at all on her own. She got to the point where she couldn't even scoot anymore on her own. We all knew something wasn't right.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world?
Her symptoms got worse. She was shaking a lot worse. She would grab her head and cry, and we didn't know why.
I'm falling.
With Emmy's MRI, I looked at my wife and said, today we finally get some answers.
The curtain got pulled back, and this team of doctors come around.
The doctor turns the screen. I immediately knew what was going on.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void?
She has this brain tumor on the back of her brain and her cerebellum.
I don't cry much, and that was the first time in a long time.
I most likely had been there since she was a baby, if not when I was pregnant with her, possibly. The thought of her having that for that long and not knowing, as a mother, it kills you.
I'm of the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
He recommended that we remove it right away. And we got to give her a kiss goodbye and hold her before she laid on the table.
You know, you're putting your daughter's life, you know, someone that can't talk into somebody else's hands.
In the shallow, in the shallow.
You know, after she went back for her surgery, I remember just holding her blanket and, you know, praying.
I remember closing my eyes. I would start to fall asleep a little, but I was so afraid to go to sleep. I didn't want to not be there if they needed me for anything.
The doctor came out and he had a smile on his face.
He got all of it and they let us know that it was a benign tumor. Knowing that it was such a huge relief. When she finally started to smile again and laugh again, it was amazing. Day, she just says or does something that melts you.
My faith hasn't really been tested. Everything happens for a reason. Johns Hopkins Children's Center, they've given my daughter a new lease on life. I absolutely believe in miracles. Emmy's proof of that, and I love it.